to Lunchtime Prayer with the Cubicles in Christ community. Hi, this is Kelly Johnson, and I'm the founder of BeWellMySoul.com, and I'm also the host of the Cubicles in Christ podcast, which you can find on Google Play and Apple Podcasts or iTunes. Thank you for joining today's Lunchtime Prayer session. We will get started in just a moment, but before we do, just a very quick reminder to please subscribe to the Cubicles in Christ podcast channel on Apple, iTunes, or Google Play. Please leave a review. Would love to hear from you and would definitely like to invite you to join us over in the Cubicles in Christ community, a private Facebook page where we will have weekly testimonials, weekly devotionals, and of course, prayer. Thank you again for joining the Cubicles in Christ Lunchtime Prayer. This is Kelly Johnson. I'm so glad you're here. Today we're going to pray about peace. And I have a couple of verses I would like to share with you before we go before the Lord in prayer. As context, I want to first read Romans 5, verses 3 through 5, which says, "We can rejoice when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us, because He has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with His love." I love this passage, especially in the context of peace, because I think it's important that when we pray for peace, when we're seeking peace, it doesn't mean an absence of problems. It doesn't mean an absence of trials, challenges, low seasons. And Romans chapter 5 reminds us that there are benefits to our trials. There are benefits to our circumstances. There are benefits even to our past if we allow the Lord to use them. Okay, so what are the benefits? Well, the benefits of problems in our life is that we develop endurance. When we develop the ability to go longer, endurance means to go for a long period of time. Think about a runner, right? The longer a runner can run, the more endurance he or she has. Well, that endurance develops our character. The strength of our character is what Romans chapter 5 says. And that character gives us hope. So if we want more hope, if we want more faith, hope is the precursor to faith, then we have to go through. We have to increase our endurance, which develops our character. That character develops our hope. So the beautiful thing is we have a promise in Romans 5 here that the hope that we have in Christ will not lead to disappointment. So it's within that context of we're going to go through problems. We're going to go through difficult situations in life, but we can still pray for peace. We can still have peace, even in the midst of those situations. Before we read John chapter 14, which talks about peace, I want to give us a quick definition of peace. And this is just good old Webster's dictionary, okay? But Webster's defines peace as a state of tranquility or quiet, freedom from disquieting or oppressive thoughts or emotions. Wow. Freedom from oppressive thoughts or emotions. Now, connect that to Romans chapter 5. Imagine going through problems and trials with freedom from oppressive, disquieting thoughts or emotions. That's what we're after today. And so I want you to scan your heart, scan your mind. What's on your mind today? What do you not have peace about in your life? Who do you not have peace about today? Where do you not have peace in your life today? It's right there, that very thing that the Holy Spirit just brought up to you. It's right there that I want you to bring that with a humble heart to the Lord's throne of grace. Now let's read John chapter 14, verse 27, where Jesus personally talks about peace. And I'm going to read two or three different translations because I want you to see the richness of this promise. In John chapter 14, verse 27, Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful." Now remember, what's the area in your life where you do not have peace? "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." And finally, the International Standard Version says, "I am leaving you at peace. I'm giving you my own peace. I'm not giving it to you as the world gives. So don't let your hearts be troubled and don't be afraid." What came up for you in that moment? "I am leaving you at peace." Jesus says, "I am leaving you at peace," even though things may not be going the way you want them to right now. Jesus said that he is personally giving you his own peace and that it's nothing like what the world gives. So let's not let our hearts be troubled and let us not be afraid of what we're going through. Let's pray. Most gracious and eternal Father, the God of all peace, the God of all understanding, the God of all comfort, Lord, you are omnipotent. You are all-knowing. You are omnipresent, which means you are everywhere. Lord, we lift your name on high today, and we declare peace in our situations. Lord, we thank you for the peace that you left us. We thank you for the peace that you freely give us, your own personal peace. And we thank you, Lord, that you are using the situations, the circumstances, the people, the health issues, the financial issues, the rebellious children issues, the family relationship dynamic and dysfunction issues. Lord, you are using all of those to increase our endurance and to develop the strength of our character so that we can have confident hope of your salvation, which will not lead to disappointment. So we declare that today, Father, and we are believing, Lord, that you will give us peace. You have already given us peace that is free from oppressive thoughts or emotions. Lord, may you rebuke the enemy's lies who causes our minds to turn at night so that we don't sleep. Lord, I pray for peace at night while we're trying to sleep. Lord, I pray for peace during the day. I pray for peace when we're in the car. I pray for peace when we're in the shower. Lord, wherever we are, let your peace cover us. Permeate us, Lord. Permeate our minds and quiet our minds and help us to stay focused on you, because your word says that you will keep us in perfect peace when we keep our minds focused on you. So Lord, help us to stay focused and not get distracted. Help us to not look at what they said about us behind our back. Lord, we declare peace today, and we just thank you for it. Lord, touch every cubicle, touch every office, touch every conference room, touch every home, touch every commute. Lord, we are asking for peace in the midst of our storms. We're asking for peace, Lord, in every situation. And Lord, maybe things are going well in our life and we feel at peace. Lord, I pray that you will use every listener in a way that causes them to be a peacemaker. Your word says, "Blessed are the peacemakers." And so, Lord, we thank you for helping us to be peacemakers, helping us, Lord, to resolve issues, to shed light and love and hope to those who are connected to us. So we thank you, Father, for peace. We thank you for freedom from emotions and thoughts that are oppressive, that are not of you. Quite frankly, Lord, When we focus on those negative thoughts and emotions, we're in unbelief. And I know that you respond to faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please you. So Lord, today I'm asking you to increase our faith so that we can stay focused on you and the freedom and the liberty that we have in you. You've already paid the price. You didn't just die on the cross for us. You got up on the third day. And because of that, because of your resurrection, we have peace. We declare it to be real. We declare it to manifest in our lives right now, Father. And I thank you for deliverance. I thank you for loosing us from old strongholds, from old thoughts, from old thinking, from old habits. Lord, please give us freedom. Freedom from those things that hinder our focus on you. We thank you for your perfect peace. We thank you that you left us with it. We thank you that you freely give it to us, your own peace, not the world's peace, not the world's version of peace. We thank you for it. Speak life now, Holy Spirit, in those very situations that we brought to you at the beginning of this prayer. Lord, we literally give it to you. We cup our hands and we place that thought, that worry, that fear, that concern. We cup our hands holding it. And we take our cupped hands, Lord, and we lift it up to you right now, asking you to take it. Asking you, Lord, to help us to not pick it back up. We thank you, Lord, for taking our burdens, for taking our worries, for taking our anxiety, for taking our vertigo, for taking our migraines. We thank you, Lord, for perfect peace. And we give you glory, honor. We bless you, Jesus. We worship you. And we declare that you are worthy to be praised. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Thank you for joining Lunchtime Prayer. God bless you, and we'll see you soon.